Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this week, Michael Thurman, the CEO of DeKalb County, reached out to us about a Mother's Day food giveaway that's taking place this morning in DeKalb County beginning at 10 a.m. Commissioner Thurman, thanks so much for coming and welcome back to The Local Take.
Oh, delighted to be back and delighted to partner with one of my favorite radio stations.
Well,
WCLK.
We are glad to have you. Can you tell us about it's 3,600 COVID-19 care baskets that are going to be distributed in DeKalb County?
Absolutely. Beginning at 10 a.m. this morning, we will be distributing 3,600 boxes of fresh fruits and vegetables, nutritious protein, as well as 10 pounds of chicken hindquarters to families who are being impacted by COVID-19. We know that food insecurity is a major issue in communities of color all across this nation, and we want to continue to assist, and especially in our pre-Mother's Day food giveaway, to make sure that all the families have food on their tables during this week, and especially on Mother's Day.
And now you all are going to be at four drive-through locations. It's the James Holliford Station in Clarkston, the former Kmart store on Buford Highway in Doraville, the Buck Godfrey Station in Decatur, and Big Miller Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest. How can people participate? Do they need to register? What are the directions we want people to have?
Actually, it's first come, first serve. And as you stated, of course, we have four locations throughout DeKalb County. James Holliford Stadium is 3789 Memorial College Avenue in Clarkston. The former Kmart in Doraville is located at 5597 Buford Highway. Buck Godfrey Stadium is in Clifton Springs Road in Decatur. And, of course, Big Miller Grove is located at 3800 Big Miller Grove Way in Stonecrest. So it's first come, first serve. We have a huge turnout, and we do this once a month. We've been having food distribution once a month since the beginning of the pandemic. And we encourage people to come early because, as you know, there's a tremendous need, but we'll be there until the last box is distributed.
And one of the things you mentioned was protein, and the boxes will all have a dozen of Georgia-grown eggs. So are you all partnering with farmers and producers in the state?
Absolutely. We're working very closely with farmers, some of them African-American farmers, to generate the fruits, the vegetables, and the protein. And thank you so much for mentioning that. We will have fresh eggs, grade A, Georgia-grown. Also, the chicken, the frozen chicken, is Georgia-grown as well. We believe that it's important to build the partnership so that we can feed families who are facing food insecurity, but also we can support farmers here in our state.
And now this is part of the CARES Act. Can you share how the CARES Act actually ties into what's happening on the ground?
Working with the DeKalb Board of Commissioners, and I just wanted to say it's a team effort. The DeKalb Board of Commissioners, as well as my office and the CEO's office, we determined that food insecurity was a top priority in our county. Studies show that one out of every three children at some point in the course of the month in DeKalb County will suffer food insecurity. That's a significant number. And we are using our CARES Act dollars to fight this particular problem, to do everything we can, because without nutritious food, it's difficult for children to grow, it's difficult for them to succeed in school, and obviously it creates additional challenges for all families. So it's federal money through the CARES Act, and it's a decision that the Board of Commissioners and myself made very early on that was something we could do, and we are doing it, and we're very proud to continue this throughout the length of the pandemic.
And Commissioner Thurman, if people want to get more information about this, where can we go to get more information? You're mentioning that this happens about once a month. How can people keep up with what's happening?
Yes, you can obviously follow, listen to WCLK for one, and in the media, we will generate announcements. We usually do these events on the last Saturday of each month. Going throughout the year. So just to pay attention, come to the county website. That's always available. We place this out in multiple locations on various platforms so that people who are in need can participate. And we rely heavily on a Black-owned and Black program radio station, WCLK being one, but the other stations in Metro Atlanta as well. So either you can listen or read or just pay attention around the end of each month. And we generally are at these locations, and we alternate between Big Miller Grove and New Birth Baptist Church. That's also in Stonecrest.
And Commissioner Thurman, what other programs? Do you want to share any other information with our listeners in DeKalb County about COVID? I know vaccine announcements have been going out with no registration needed. As we end the pandemic, as we're coming out of it, is there any other information you can share with our listeners?
I encourage your listeners to vaccines are available now. They're actually plentiful. We're being challenged by vaccination hesitancy. In some communities, although things are getting better, but please get vaccinated. I know there are some concerns about whether or not and how it might impact communities and individuals, but that's important. Continue to wear your mask, socially distance whenever possible, so we can get back to a more normal way of living so that we can reopen all the schools, keep them open, reopen businesses, and get people back to work. That's basically the origination point of food insecurity, is that there are tens of thousands of people who are still out of work or are not earning salaries comparable to what they earned prior to the pandemic. And just keep the faith. Better days are coming. And just keep the faith, continue to love and support one another.
Well, I want you to know I've been seeing school buses on the street, and you know, it's kind of a funny thing because we haven't seen school buses for over a year. And so it was really good this last few weeks to see the school buses and see, you know, the parking lots at schools being full. So thank you for your leadership and thank you so much for what you're doing. The Mother's Day Food Drive is this morning at four locations. The James R. Hallford Football Stadium in Clarkston, Georgia. The former Kmart store on Buford Highway in Doraville, the Buck Godfrey Stadium on Clifton Springs in Decatur, Georgia, and Big Miller Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest.
Thank you, and thank you all so much to WCLK for all the great work you do in our community.